We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The news came out Friday officially that Henrik Zetterberg was retiring from the NHL. It would look like we're heading in that direction, but he made it official on Friday. We've had the weekend to process it. He's had the weekend to process it, and he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Henrik, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
So tell us what Friday was like. I mean, I guess, first of all, tell us when you really had decided, talking over with your wife and your family, and then we obviously heard about it Friday. How long have you been zeroing in on this?
It's been sneaking up on me, I would say. You know, ever since January last year, last season, when it kind of went south, you know, I knew that something was wrong, and during the summer here, when it didn't really get any better, but I think it really hit me when I saw the doctor in New York again, and that's when there was really no other way to go.
Now, last year and the last few years, Hank, you played like every game. You've had back problems for a while, on a team that really wasn't going anywhere. Why did you feel it was necessary to play every game instead of giving yourself some more rest?
Well, I think, you know, that's what we hockey players do, I guess. You know, you want to be out there for the guys. I think it's, you know, we went through some tough stretches last few years, and, you know, I didn't want to be on the outside and, you know, not helping them. So, I guess it wasn't, well, there was a few nights where it was a little iffy, but in January, I think we didn't really know what I was going to do either. If I'm going to rest for 2 months, 3 months, or come back and play 10 games in the end. That was not really an option for me. And you know, we're just hoping that it would get better over the summer.
We're talking to Henrik Zetterberg here on 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney and I both remember when Steve Yzerman retired from the Red Wings, and I remember him saying very clearly, I'd love to play 10 more years. My body is just not letting me. He just couldn't do it anymore. And that's what was so frustrating. And it's got to be for you, too. I mean, I would imagine the will is still there to play. It's just the body won't let you play anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And it is kind of weird now, as you said, how the week it do to let it sunk in. But, you know, I left Traverse City last night, and you know, all the guys are still up there, and so it is a little awkward, you know, that, and I haven't really realized it yet that I'm not gonna play hockey. You know, I think, you know, that I it still feels like I'm still, you know, playing, but I guess I'm not.
So what are you gonna do now? Just chill out, or do you have other plans?
When you do what we do in for such a long time, you miss out a lot of things, and family and friends are the ones that really taking a big hit. So I'm looking forward to spend some time with Emma and Lube and you know, my closest friends, and then we're not sure what's gonna happen.
Are you gonna move back to Sweden, or are you gonna remain here the rest of your life?
We're gonna stick around here this season. That's a done deal. But then we don't really know. Obviously, we want to spend some more time in Sweden, and than we have done lately. In a way, our parents not getting younger, so we want to spend time with them. But we've been in Detroit I've been here for 15, 16 years. I might have been here for 11 years. So we basically our whole grown-up life we've been in Detroit. So we have a lot of friends here, and you know, it came home for us. So we probably will go home to Sweden for a while, but who knows where we'll end up eventually.
Talking to Henrik Zetterberg here, 97.1 The Ticket. Individually, obviously the Conn Smythe year for you in 2008, Is that your greatest individual moment, memory here, or was it maybe taking over the captaincy from Nicklas Lidström? What stands out to you?
I think what stands out is 08. You know, that's what we went through the whole that season, and we were close a few seasons before, and then we found a way to get everything to click, and even then, it was right there. So, you know, having a chance to go through that with your team is something that you will never, ever forget. And then in 09, you know, we were real close again. But I obviously, 08 stands out.
Was 09 more painful than the last couple of years where you guys didn't make the playoffs?
You know what? I think that's a pretty good question. You know, you go all the way and you're not get it was hard. I think it helped though that we did it the year before. But not playing playoff hockey sucks. That's what it is. Like, that's why we play hockey. You want to be there in the playoffs, and not being there the last 2 years has been hard. It's been hard on, especially on the guys that are used to go to the playoffs. You know, I think that we don't want it to become a new normal here. You know, the normal here is making the playoffs, and so it's been hard.
When we talked, we actually talked to you on opening night last year at the new building, and one of the things that you talked about was the legacy of being the captain of the Red Wings, and it's been well documented. Obviously, Yzerman hands off to Lidström, who hands off to Zetterberg. And we don't know who the captain's going to be, but the whole sense of the Red Wing way and keeping that thing going, are you curious to see what the next 3 or 4 years hold for the Red Wings and whether or not you were able to kind of pass that along to some of these younger guys like Larkin and Athanasiou?
Yeah, you know, it is. We're in a transition. We all know it. I think the last two drafts has been very, very interesting for us. You know, we have some good players and saw it up in camp now. We've seen it the last couple of years with Larks, AA, and Mansta. So it's, we're getting there. And I think this year, there will be some new faces in the squad. So, I think we're not that far off. And that's I think it's a good thing. But it's going to take hard work. That's for sure.
Can the new Z, Zadina, replace the old Z, meaning you?
Yeah, well, it's for sure a lot of faster, more skilled than I am. So, you know, he looks good. And it was fun talking to him up in camp. You know, he kind of reminds me when I got up there the first time. You know, you don't really know where you are and what you're doing, but as soon as you go on the ice, you know, you play hockey. So he has a lot of skill. He's going to be a fun player to watch for many years.
I saw on social media Henrik Lundqvist tweeted something. I'm sure other players.
Sidney Crosby.
Did you hear from more players around the league personally? Like, did Sidney Crosby even talk to you?
Well, it's been kind of surreal Friday, Saturday. That many people reached out in all different ways. It's very humble. You didn't really realize that you had that many people that want to reach out. So it's been an emotional couple of days. And like you said, there's been places that you haven't really been that friendly to on the ice reaching out.
You know, I was thinking about your career, and it's, you know, the numbers are amazing. You're the third leading playoff goal scorer in Red Wing history behind Steve Yzerman and Gordie Howe, which is pretty amazing. And yet there aren't those singular moments. And it's funny, Stoney mentioned social media. The most popular thing that's gone around this weekend on social media was your 5-on-3 penalty kill against the Penguins.
Called the shift.
The shift. I was wondering, do you take particular pride in that? There's not a series-winning goal or anything like that. It's an incredible defensive effort that does kind of sum up your career here.
Yeah, but, you know, I wasn't a flashy player. You know, I didn't have crazy skill or unbelievable shot or really fast or... you know, I was just pretty decent on everything. And that's the way I got taught playing in Sweden, and it kind of just carried over here. And then we can't forget that I was surrounded by great, great players my whole career that helped me, you know, become the player I became to be. So without them, there's no chance I'd be standing here now and looking back on the career I had.
Well, you've certainly been more than pretty decent.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely above and beyond. We really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun following you, covering you, and watching you, and you're definitely going to be missed. But thanks so much for taking some time out this morning to talk to us, Henrik.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Henrik Zetterberg, the great Henrik Zetterberg, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.